In this example, we're looking at an ability network, but it works just the same with any network. They've identified that their internal stakeholders are executives, leaders, comms, and HR. Now, this is very basic work, so what you'd want to do from here is perhaps break down the role even further. For example, from HR, you may want to have separate items for performance management and recruitment. Alongside that, you can make a note of the activity that is relevant to both the stakeholder and your network. It's also a good idea to write the names of your stakeholders and their contact details if you want to make this a live working document that you keep updated. That can be really useful when you think about creating a sustainable network and succession planning should you no longer be there. Then you've got external stakeholders, press, legal advice, and in the case of this network, they've gone for a power list ranking too. You may want to profile any allies in the industry that could maybe visit and give a talk or advice. The latest in employment policy best practice can often be found on government websites. Charities, as we've said, can be great opportunities for user research and consultation, as well as offering you support. Again, you should list all the contact details and dates when they were last contacted, or when you're planning to engage with them again, to make this a dynamic document and not a one-off exercise.